Welcome back to hour number two of the Barbara Jean Show on KTOC Radio, the voice of Utah. We are looking for a revolution today. We're looking for a revolution in health and wellness. We are joined today by two wonderful people from USANA. Mark Wilson, Executive Vice President of Customer Relations, and Dr. Tim Wood, Executive Vice President of Research and Development. We spent most of the first hour talking about the wellness piece, talking about supplementation and the things that we can do to really get our bodies in order so we can function at the highest possible level. Dr. Wood, I know that you go beyond just supplements. What are some of the other products and lines of services that you have for people out there?
Yeah, Boyd, USANA has three product lines. The first that we've spent most of our time talking about this morning so far is our supplement line, tablets and capsules that provide primarily the essential vitamins, minerals, and antioxidants. But beyond that, we also have a line of functional foods, drink mixes, nutrition bars that are designed to be low glycemic, to help people with good glycemic control avoid glycemic stress. That means managing healthy blood sugar levels, really.
Mm-hmm.
And they're useful in a healthy approach to weight management. So that's what that line's all about.
And that's a great one, too, because I think, you know, as we mentioned in hour number one, we talked about, you know, just taking some supplements doesn't give you the license to pull up to the local fast food shop a couple of times a day. But sometimes we do get in that time crunch. We are in a time-starved world, and I think the functional foods is a way to at least deal with that. Obviously, it's not going to replace all of your eating, but it clearly has to be at least a step in the right direction. If I have a choice between a positive functional food and a greasy hamburger, I think that's a pretty good choice.
Absolutely, and USANA has really done a fantastic job in sort of taking the controversy out of healthy macronutrition, if you will. We're talking about protein, carbohydrate, and fat, and there's so much confusion in this area. You know, people have heard about low-carb and no-carb diets and low-fat and no-fat diets, and at the end of the day, I think we found that none of these really work, because healthy macronutrition, if you will, is really all about consuming the right amounts or the right kinds of carbohydrate, protein, and fat. None of these things are necessarily bad for you. It's all about getting the right amounts of the right kinds of these things. And that's what we've done in the formulation of our functional foods, our drink mixes and bars. And then finally, beyond that, we have a line of skincare products, products that are really designed to help you look as good as you feel when you're taking the USANA supplements. And sort of the key feature of our product line, with trademark Sansei, is that these products are self-preserving. We have a patented technology for formulating these products without using artificial preservatives like parabens and the formaldehyde-forming compounds. So it's a key feature to our line, and we're very proud of it.
I think that's an extraordinary element. We generally don't think about that kind of science and research in terms of skincare. I think most of us kind of see the aisle there at the market. Of course, I come from a family of seven sisters. I have a mother, a wife, and three daughters, so I probably know more about skincare than the average male person should. But again, a lot of it goes back to that preservative factor and what is in those products so that they can sit on the shelf for a long time. And you've clearly, from your research, taken a completely different approach to that.
We have. And while there isn't a lot of research out there today showing that some of the parabens, for example, are truly harmful, you know, our step in this direction was really based on our founder's intuition.
Mm-hmm.
Intuition that if it isn't natural, you know, it's probably not good for you. The body probably doesn't have the mechanisms necessary to handle it well. And, you know, I've learned over the years to bet on Dr. Wentz's intuition. And he's been right about so many issues in the past about the role and the importance of antioxidants in healthy nutrition. Years before his time, he was really preaching the importance of antioxidants. He was right early on about the importance of glycemic index in the formulation of healthy, functional foods. And I'm betting he's right again here about the importance of formulating skincare products without the use of these artificial preservatives.
I think to have that kind of visionary leader at the head of USANA really has to set it apart from most companies out there in the industry. Again, because you are science-focused first, as opposed to just driving a bottom line and moving a lot of products. To me, that's a very different mindset from typical corporate America and big-box retailers. And, Mark, maybe you can share with us a little bit about how you do this. How do you get these wonderful products that you have into the hands of the people who need them most?
Well, that's the amazing part about this business, is it gives the average individual an opportunity to understand and learn and create their own home-based business. And years ago when we decided the method to take these products out, obviously we could have chosen several different ways, retail and different options. It was decided to go with network marketing, and the reason being is we needed an opportunity to explain how our products differ from others, the quality, the efficacy, as Dr. Wood has talked about this first hour, and the difference between our products and the average everyday product that's out there. The amazing part about this is what's happened to USANA over the last few years, as we've just continued to grow and seen significant quarter after quarter growth with this. As we've grown because individuals are finding success in moving these products to end consumers. And how it really works, it's pretty simple, is an individual decides they want to get involved in USANA. And they come in for a lot of different reasons. In fact, we did a survey of over 48,000 individuals and asked them, why did you join USANA? What was your primary reason? Was it product and health, or was it the business? 76% said that their primary reason for joining was the product. Now, the other 24% said their primary reason was joining for business, and it ranged from a housewife who said, you know, I'd like to get a little extra money that might help with a trip, a vacation, maybe help make the car payment, maybe just cover the cost of my products because I like what's going on up to someone who's very serious about, I'd like to build a legitimate home-based business, which I can someday retire from. And we have the majority of the people come in part-time to begin with, and they start working this a little bit at a time. They start talking to individuals. They build customers. They start finding other people that they share this with, and it's word-of-mouth advertising. So it's the most powerful product out there because you have individuals that are sharing their positive experiences with other people. And once they experience those things, then you have the leverage principle that kicks in.
Right.
And that's where the real power of this business is.
Yeah, that's an exciting dynamic, because I think the fact that what was it, over 75% of your people are coming into the business for the health first. To me, that gives you an extraordinary base to function from, because you have people who are experiencing a lifestyle change. They're experiencing that increased health and wellness. And so then to share that and extend that out to the people they care about and to build a business around it is a very exciting proposition. Are there any other things that you're seeing as to why people are getting into this kind of business?
I think there's several reasons. Probably one of the biggest one is we're seeing in society a real change in what I would say the support or the long-term security in everyday occupations out there. We're seeing a lot of layoffs, massive layoffs, because so many companies are pressured by their quarterly sales, their profit margins from month to month, and if they're not performing, people are now a commodity, unfortunately. Mm-hmm. We realize in USANA that people are the business, that we have amazing products, which you need great products to have any solid company that's going to last. And on top of that, you need amazing people, and we need to make sure that we treat them in such a partnership. In fact, we really feel like our relationship is a partnership out there. It's kind of like being a pilot, and we see our associates as pilots, and just as every great pilot out there, they need a great crew, they need great groundwork, they need mechanics, they need all these supporting cast members, if you will,
right,
that are behind the scenes making sure that they're effective. And then we allow them to do their work where they do it the best, and that is to go out and share these with other individuals. And that's the amazing thing about it, is the opportunity is endless. Whether you're 18 or you're 80, we have individuals that are hugely successful in this business. We have grandmothers that are building businesses at 80-plus years old that are loving the ability to get out and share these products and have independence, financial independence.
Right.
Down to 18-year-old individuals that are coming to us saying, you know what, this is a great, viable opportunity for me. I'm going to spend the next 20 years building my USANA business, and I'm going to have complete control of my time freedom, my financial destiny, and all aspects of my life.
That is so true, because, as you mentioned, Mark, there just isn't that work for the same company for 25, 30 years and retire model is just gone. And we've obviously seen the downside to corporate America with all of these large organizations where people's 401ks and their future is just gone in an instant because of some executives at the top made some bad moves. And so that uncertainty, that desire for people to take control of where they're going financially has to be huge. And I think the other element that you bring out that's extraordinary is giving people that flexibility to engage at whatever level works for them. There are not very many businesses out there where you have that kind of flexibility.
It's an amazing thing. In fact, I see my part of my job I love is I get to see the success stories of all the individuals. And we really, what we deliver is hope. Individuals that are caught in a job that maybe that because of their career or their education choice or their parents told them that you need to go be a doctor, a lawyer, or an engineer, they feel trapped at times. And USANA gives them a hope. It gives them an opportunity to say, I can take control of my life over time as I build this business because it allows me the time freedom to decide who I want to work with, when I want to do it, and how much I want to work, how long and how dedicated do I want to be. And success is different for everyone. We see individuals, again, that it's they build the business enough that they cover their products. Maybe it's a vacation. Maybe it's helping the kids go to college. Maybe it's a little nicer car, or I want to remodel the house. On up to individuals who say, I want to do this full time, and I want to create a legacy that I can pass down for generations to come, because these businesses are a legitimate business that you actually can heir or inherit down or pass down for generations to come. So it's not just for me that I'm building this business, it's for my family and for generations to come that I've built this solid business.
Well, that is, to me, that's two things. One, that is so unique out there in the world. So many of us are just trading time for dollars, and that's a game you can never win because you can never do it fast enough or long enough. Unfortunately, we only get those 24-hour days, and you just can't keep it rolling. But the other extraordinary thing is that it literally puts you in position to be the CEO, not only of your own business, but really of your own life, and really take charge and do the things that are important to you.
It is, and it's an amazing thing that you see this new inspiration in people because all of a sudden they realize that I have a choice. And I think what's happened is over time we miss the concept of delayed gratification. We get into school and we don't think anything of it to spend 20,000 hours over, you know, grade school, elementary, high school, spending time learning. For what? For the day someday when I can make a few dollars and get into my occupation. So that's the delayed gratification. But in work, we think of it as instant. We think of it as I work today, I get paid today. And it's a different concept for entrepreneurs. And that's really what we teach is the concept of delayed gratification, how they can build something that they'll leverage over time as they build a customer base and a viable business.
Well, and that is such a lacking piece of the puzzle out there in the world today. We do want that quick hit. We want the magic bullet. We want the potions and lotions and the, you know, just add water and I'll have a wonderful business. So many get-rich-quick schemes out there that, you know, if it's too good to be true, it usually is. And so to have something that has the foundation and the support structure of a USANA, where you have a visionary leader, you have a company that's founded in research and rock-solid principles, and then to extend that and enable people to have an opportunity to do something that they want to do. They can choose how much they're engaged. They can literally chart a course and take control. That is just a very exciting and very compelling proposition. When we come back from the break, we're going to continue this line of thought of how do you really create that kind of financial freedom that you want so that once you've established the health, and we're going to add some health to your years. Again, we're talking about health span versus lifespan, and then to make sure that we have the right kind of funding for that extended health span so that we can really do the things that we want to do. We're talking today with USANA, great company in Salt Lake City, Utah, and you're listening to The Voice of Utah on KTalk Radio, 6:30 a.m. We'll be right back.
AM 6:30, KTKK.
Welcome back to hour number two of the Barbara Jean Show. This is Boyd Matheson sitting in today for Barbara Jean. We appreciate you having us along on your Wednesday. And we are talking today about health and freedom, talking about the things that we can do to increase our health span and also increase our ability to enjoy that health span and really make a difference for the people that matter most in our lives. We are joined today by Dr. Tim Wood, Executive Vice President of Research and Development at USANA, along with Mark Wilson, Executive Vice President of Customer Relations. We appreciate both of you being with us for the program today. Appreciate your insights. And just before we went to break, we've been talking about how do we really get out in front and take control of our lives. I think it's pretty true out there that probably the two greatest stressors in people's lives are their health and their wealth, their financial issues. I would say that most arguments in marriage are probably about one of those two things and how it is impacting the family. So, Mark, how does USANA really help individuals? We obviously know from the health side you've got some extraordinary answers and some revolutionary products to do that, but how do you handle the financial area?
That's a great question, and I think one of the things I'll just state to the listeners today, most important, regardless of whether you decide USANA or any company, everyone out there needs some kind of a home-based business. And I'll tell you why. Sandy Botkin, ex-senior IRS auditor and attorney, has retired, and he wrote a book called Lower Your Taxes Big Time. And one of the things he said in one of his chapters was, he said, why anyone would be brain dead not to own a home-based business if they don't already have one. And the reason being is there's two different tax rules out there, and we have great opportunities as entrepreneurs. The government actually incents us to go out and create business and create these entrepreneurial endeavors. And USANA offers that, and how we differ, and we get asked that a lot, is imagine, if you will, you're starting a business. You've decided I'm going to set up any business, I don't care what it is, and you have to go through questions like, okay, I have employee issues, I have inventory, overhead, cash flow to get it going and keep it going. That's one of the things that kills most businesses. I read a survey recently, 95% of most businesses fail in the first year.
That's right. That
means only 5% are successful, yet people are doing it by the thousands, if you were to look even here in the state of Utah. Sales tools, operations, maybe even manufacturing, research and development, shipping, customer service, the list goes on. And so you look at these things and you say, I want to be an entrepreneur, I want to start a business, but I have all of these huge burdens to get me started. And that's why so many people fail, is they don't have the capital to get this going, or they don't have the capital to invest in hundreds of thousands of dollars, if not millions, for a franchise.
Yeah, that barrier to entry is so high for most. I mean, most people can't even consider doing that because it is so out of the ballpark in terms of reality. But how do you overcome that?
Unless you have a rich aunt or uncle that's going to hand you a bunch of money and say congratulations. What happens is individuals can come to a company like USANA and they have an opportunity to start with a very low investment. Mm-hmm. In fact, our only requirement is you can choose between a $49.95 and a $20 business development system, whether it's electronic or in paper. These get you started. They give you all of the how-tos from our very best leaders that teach you what you need to be doing and how you need to be successful in this business. Aside from that, it's all about moving product to end consumers. And so we teach you and we work with you and show you how to do that. And again, you're the pilot, we're the support group. So we go back and we help with all of the different aspects, from marketing to creative to art research and development. We spend millions on all of these things to make sure that your job is made easy. And all you need to do, you don't need to hire employees, you don't need to go out and inventory product, you don't need to do all these other things, you don't need to go rent some big building or build a building. All you need to do is go out and start sharing the products word of mouth with customers and then other individuals who want to be associates with you in building this business as well. And it's really that simple, and people sometimes make it a little more complicated than it needs to be. And it's just a principle of time and effort applied to this will then give you the success you want.
Yeah, I think the mark of an extraordinary business or a legendary business is a business that can create a space where people can do what they do best. So a space, and as you mentioned, Mark, a support structure. So this is not about stockpiling inventory in your garage or getting stuck with a lot of things that you're never going to use. It's really about creating a space where you can really drive a meaningful, not only local business, but, I mean, you can do an international business sitting in your pajamas for the most part.
We have an amazing experience as we see our top leaders, and they come from all different walks of life. I get asked this all the time, Mark, what do I have to do? What kind of a person will be successful in this business? We have them all. We have housewives, we have engineers, salespeople, roughneck oil workers, to franchise owners, to business professionals, and they all come together, and we've seen success. They have that continuity and consistency. But one of the key things is, You know, one individual I'm thinking about lives in the town of Roosevelt, Utah, little tiny town here in Utah, yet he has an international team that thrives up in Canada, up in French-speaking Quebec, on out to Asia and other parts around the nation. This is an individual that, as he started to meet people and work through his network and build his business, it's taken him to other foreign countries and allowed him the opportunity not only for travel, as many of our leaders have, but the opportunity for new experiences throughout the world.
Fantastic. We are talking today with USANA, an extraordinary business based right here in Salt Lake City, Utah. And we are going to continue here through hour number two, talking about health, wealth, and freedom, what we can do to take charge of where we are and where we want to go. You're listening to KTalk Radio, the voice of Utah.
AM 630, KTKK. At home, at work, and in the car. Barbara Jean on KTalk.
Welcome back, everyone. It is 1:30 on a Wednesday. We hope you're having a good one. We are joined today by USANA, and we are talking about health, wealth, and freedom. Excuse me, we've got, I was going to say Dr. Mark Wilson, but we won't make Mark a doctor just yet. Mark Wilson, the Executive Vice President of Customer Relations, and Dr. Tim Wood, Executive Vice President of Research and Development. And as we've been plowing through the day today, as we've been talking about health and wellness, how do we really increase our health span? Now we're focusing on how do we create the financial resources to support those extra years and meaningful years where we can do meaningful things. As we went to break, we've been talking about, again, establishing what kind of opportunity can you really have to start a business that could go global without the hefty capital and investment and risk often associated with starting a new business. And I'm going to talk about the flip side of that in terms of we talked about how most regular businesses fail. Only 5% really make it through that first year. And Mark, what do you see in terms of what is the process? We talked about delayed gratification as being important to being successful. What do you see in terms of what's the process for someone starting out with USANA?
Well, I think the first thing is to be teachable and to be patient. And understand that any business worthwhile is going to take some time. It takes time and effort, and based on how much time and effort you want to put in this, you will see results. Now, here's the key thing for us is if you come into this, and I don't care what business it is you're going to start, but if you think that in the first month you're going to be hugely successful, those are the kind of fairy tale stories we hear from time to time, and sometimes we measure ourselves against those. And
mm-hmm.
We tell people even in USANA that take the time and be patient with this, because like all great businesses, it's going to take some time.
Right.
It's going to take some time to build your customer base and your repeat business, and it's going to take some time to build your associates. But it's leveraging that time over time with other individuals that build such a phenomenal opportunity for individuals. And as I think through that, that's why most people fail, is because they're not interested, or they don't understand that concept of I need to give it some time and I need to be
mm-hmm.
patient and persevere like any business out there. And if they'll do that, all of a sudden, in fact, we found, we did an interesting stat a while back, we looked at to get to the level of gold director, and for those listeners out there, gold director doesn't really mean anything to us. It's about the level of income where you've now probably offset most people's average income in America today.
Mm-hmm.
And we said, how long does it take? Well, on average, when we surveyed these individuals, we found that it takes a little over 3.5 years to accomplish this goal. And working about an hour to an hour and a half a day, 6 days a week. And when we say working, we're out making presentations, talking to customers, building your business,
mm-hmm.
not just thinking about it on your computer or playing with the internet, but it really is an application out there. And as they do this, we found on average, now some take a little longer,
sure,
and some will do it in a matter of months because they may have the right skills, they may have the right customer base, that they go a little faster. But on average, that's what we see with this success. So if the people will give it 3 to 5 years and work this business and follow the plan that we've laid out, I have not yet had anybody come and say, I followed the plan, Mark, I've given it the 3 to 5 years, and I'm not successful, I'm not having any success in USANA. I have never seen that.
Yeah, that's great. And that starts with a mindset that this is USANA is not about a get rich quick. It's not about that instant gratification that so many people try to hype and sell out there. And I think you bring an interesting point in terms of we talked about the high barrier to entry for most businesses and why that keeps people out. Do you see on your side that some people give up on a USANA business because it didn't require, it was easy in, so it's kind of an easy out as well?
I think that's a great question, Boyd. We receive that because sometimes it's so easy to get involved
mm-hmm.
that it's also easy to give up.
Mm-hmm.
And I think sometimes we understand that if we've made a huge commitment, if I had to invest all of my life savings, put my home mortgage up, and to do this, make a business, I think people put a little more effort and time into being
successful. You are committed at that point,
because
yeah.
You're committed. Most don't, that aren't successful, don't take that same approach, even mm-hmm. if it's just mentally,
mm-hmm.
that I need to be successful, I'm going to give it all. It's kind of sometimes a little bit of too cavalier where they say, yeah, I'll give it a shot and I'll invest a little money. Not a big investment, so no big deal.
Right.
And I think that's one of the reasons that they aren't successful, and then none of us like to blame ourselves why we're not successful.
Sure.
So we try to blame everybody else and everything else. And I think those that are having success are the ones that are honest with themselves and stay focused and listen to their successful leaders and the company and follow the program, and they are. They come from all walks of life. It's really fun to see this.
That's great. I think in terms of the focus and the ability, you obviously have a presence out there in the world. Your name recognition, I think, is going higher and higher as you continue to deliver these nutritionals that you can really trust. And the next question, I think, for many people is, you know, how can you do that? How can you compete against the big box stores? How can you compete against all these major conglomerate international organizations and still provide me, Joe Blow person, an opportunity to do something extraordinary?
It's all about value. We need to make sure we create and deliver more value than our competition, be it retail or anywhere else.
Mm-hmm.
And what we found is through the model, the way we deliver more value is making sure in network marketing you're dealing direct, consumer direct from the manufacturer. And
right.
So one of the powerful things about USANA is the products are shipped directly to your consumer. So by doing that, we cut out the middlemen. We cut out all the regional distribution and the other channels that are very costly in a markup of a typical product. So you take a cost of what it costs to produce a product, and by the time it reaches the end consumer, it's marked up several times by regional and distribution and the other middlemen. On top of that, there's always a huge advertising budget, typically,
mm-hmm.
for most products out there. We don't have any of those costs associated with that. So we take that difference that we're saving, and we use a generous portion of that we deliver to our associates, who are our advertisers, who deliver word of mouth, and that's in the form of compensation to them. And most people ask, well, how do you pay these people? How do you pay me? Aren't you just marking the products up? How do you do this? No. We take what would normally be used on the middlemen and advertising, and we
mm-hmm.
say, we're going to give a generous portion to you for sharing this and for building your business. And the remaining portion is used in product quality, making sure that our products are what we say they are, that they're far superior to everything else out there, because when people experience the results, as Dr. Woods talked about earlier, they come back and they realize that it's so worth this premium price and product because there's value associated with this.
That's right. Yeah, and it comes down to that value, doesn't it? You have a value proposition that very few organizations can really offer out there. And again, it's at multiple levels. It's not only at the end consumer who's going to get a value-added product, but you've also got a group of marching army out there across the world that is also benefiting both from a health standpoint but also building a nice business as they do so.
I like to often compare that to, you know, you go to a great restaurant. I've never had the restaurant pay me for telling all my friends about what a great thing it is. But at USANA, that word of mouth travels, and it's a great concept when people start to engage and understand the power of this business and what we can deliver.
Fantastic. We are talking to USANA, based in Salt Lake City, Utah. We are talking about health and freedom. When we come back from the break, we're going to take a slight detour, and we're going to talk about some of the great things USANA is doing to give back and really make a difference, going beyond making a dollar and making a difference out there in the world. You're listening to K-Talk Radio, the voice of Utah.
Barbara Jean on K-Talk, AM 630, KTKK.
Welcome back, everyone. We are plowing through hour number two here on a Wednesday. We appreciate you bringing us along for your day. Hope you're having a fantastic one, enjoying the sunshine. We've been talking about having the health and the wealth required to enjoy a day just like today. We are joined today by representatives from USANA, Mark Wilson, Executive Vice President of Customer Relations, and Dr. Tim Wood, Executive Vice President of Research and Development. Gentlemen, we appreciate you being with us here today. And before we went to break, we alluded to this, I think, one of the most important concepts in our day and in our time, and that is going beyond just making a dollar and really make a difference. And Dr. Wood, you mentioned an interesting phrase that really caught me that said that you are, as USANA, you are a community of health. What is that?
Well, Boyd, many people know us as a supplier of nutritional supplements. Some know us as a network marketing company. But in addition to those two features, we're also, I believe, a community of health. We're 200,000 people strong, 200,000 people who are passionate about being healthy. And whether they like it or not, they're role models for the people around them. Mm-hmm. They're role models for their kids. They're role models for their other family members, their neighbors, their colleagues at work. And by being proponents of health, mm-hmm. I believe they're giving back to their community just in that act by being these role models, by infecting the people around them with a passion for being healthy. You know, at the end of the day, I believe that health is every bit as infectious as the common cold and the Hong Kong flu, if you will.
Absolutely. And being infected with health is far more effective than being infected with disease.
Absolutely.
And that's a great 1-2 combination. Mark, maybe you can share with our listeners some of the extraordinary things that USANA is doing to give back and to make a difference out there.
Thanks, Boyd. On top of the community things, we're proud of our associations with Kennedy Junior High, where we do a lot of service and things locally. The USANA Amphitheater that we sponsored to make sure we gave back to West Valley, we thought that was an important thing for the local community. We thought, how could we do something that was on a bigger scale? And our founder, Dr. Myron Wentz, had asked us to look at some way that we could make sure that we were making a difference in people's lives. We found a charity called the Children's Hunger Fund, and the CHF is actually rated the most efficient charity there is, as I mentioned earlier. They give back 99 cents of every dollar that goes directly to the children and the families that they're helping. And I don't know of a more efficient thing than 99 cents on every dollar. So that confidence gave us the ability to partner with them. And we've partnered with them over the last several years, giving them well over $3 million already in donations from our associates. They'll do fundraisers from golf tournaments to car washes to all kinds of things in their local communities. But also at all of our gatherings, we have opportunities for them to give, as well as their monthly orders. They can actually contribute a little bit of nutrition for a child or for a family on a monthly basis out of their normal orders. Mm. So it gives them the opportunity to give back in a big way. And we're making such a difference. In fact, our founder recently, because he was so touched when he was down in Uganda here a couple of years ago, set up a Dr. Wentz clinic where he actually funded a health clinic to help the children down there, which has treated thousands of children. Now he's setting one up in Cambodia and several more to be answered or open soon. And so we're proud of the fact that we're involved in something bigger than just ourselves, just business. This isn't just about the business aspect. This is about making sure we're giving back to the community and to those that are less fortunate. And I think it adds a whole new meaning and kind of a community feel amongst our associates that are very proud of being involved in something like this.
Now that's extraordinary. And again, to me, that is the difference between being a good company or even being an extraordinary company and becoming a legendary company. The legendary companies always recognize that with success comes a responsibility to really make a difference. And to me, that's, again, an exciting thing. Now, if people are interested in the Children's Hunger Fund, can they access that through your website and contacts as well?
Absolutely. They can go to USANA.com, and on there they can tell them that they're interested in, even if they're not interested in taking our products, if they'd just like to support the Children's Hunger Fund, they can say, I'd like to set up a monthly order for the Children's Hunger Fund. And we have a family pack, which is $10 a month, and they actually, it goes toward a family that helps them get back on their feet, and it's kind of a short-term thing that they have as a proponent, or they can provide nutritional supplementation to a child, and they have those two choices on a regular basis, or even just a dollar donation, everything from a dollar on up to as much as they feel they can give. That goes directly to them. USANA doesn't take any of that. We deliver that directly to them, or they could go to Children's Hunger Fund and find that on the website as well.
Now, that's fantastic. Again, the website is www.usana.com. And again, whether you're interested in finding out a little bit more about USANA and what they have to offer in terms of wellness and lifestyle, or if you'd just like to contribute to the Children's Hunger Fund, you can find both of those on that website. And again, what an extraordinary opportunity to really make a difference. And to me, that's exciting. One, that you have aligned yourselves with an organization that is so efficient. There are so many bureaucracies out there who, in the name of their charities, are paying their executives these, you know, multi-million dollar salaries every year, and very little is getting to those who actually need it. And so to have a commitment to really make that kind of difference with an efficient and effective charity. But I also love the opportunity you are giving people to give someone help. I mean, that is pretty cool to be able to give someone the gift of health. I mean, that's a different animal in my book.
Well, as Tim said, we're a community of health, and we realize this should go beyond us and our immediate families, that we need to share this with other individuals. And so it's really about giving people an opportunity in life that maybe are less fortunate than ourselves. And we feel like by doing that, we're going to make a difference in this world. And sometimes you wonder, can I make a difference with just one child or one person at a time? Absolutely. When I've gone and seen the thousands of families and children that are being treated now, it makes me realize that as each of us come together, we can make a huge difference in life.
Absolutely. And that, again, ultimately that is the name of the game. Well, you've been listening to K-Talk Radio, 6:30 a.m. We are coming down the home stretch here in hour number two. We've been talking about USANA, an extraordinary local company made good, a local company that has reaches all around the planet, is providing opportunities for people to really get well, to get healthy, and also to get their financial world in order and really take some control there and, again, make a positive difference. We're going to come back for one final segment here, and we will let Dr. Tim Wood and Mark Wilson give us some final thoughts before we cut them loose for the day and before we cut you loose. But we appreciate you being with us today on K-Talk Radio, the voice of Utah.
AM 630 KTKK.
Welcome back to the final segment of the show. We appreciate you having us along here on a fantastic Wednesday. Hope you're enjoying your day wherever you are right now. We've been talking today with USANA. We've been talking about some extraordinary things in the area of health and wellness. We've also been talking about financial freedom and the things that you can do to take control and to really live the life that you want to live. We have been very appreciative today to have with us Dr. Tim Wood, the Executive Vice President of Research and Development at USANA, and Mark Wilson, Executive Vice President of Customer Relations. And gentlemen, again, I want to thank you for being with us today. I think you've shared with the listeners some fantastic information that they can really take and use. And as always on K-Talk Radio, it's about what are we going to do with it? What action are we going to take? How are we going to implement and make things better, make things different? So with that, Dr. Wood, maybe we'll give you the first of the last words, and then we'll give Mark the last word. So give us a final thought.
Great, Boyd. Well, my final thought is this. Everyone out there, do yourself a favor. Take charge of your health. Make a commitment to your health and do it today. You know, you don't need to become a health nut. You know, you need to take some baby steps at the beginning and keep on moving forward. But any little improvements you can make in your lifestyle today are going to add up to help you achieving those additional 5 to 15 years of health at the end of your life. And you deserve it. Do it.
All right. Fantastic. It is all about the health span, not just about lifespan. It's about health span. We appreciate that, Dr. Wood. And Mark, what would you share with us?
I think my final thoughts are have fun. Look at your life and see where you're at. And I want you to ask yourself, am I having fun? Am I enjoying what I'm doing? Do I feel like I'm fulfilling my goals, my dreams, the destiny that I was set here for? what opportunities are there then to make some changes in your life? And I think one of the things a company like USANA gives you is the opportunity to hope and take a look at, can I make some changes in my life that will impact my family, my future, my financial outlook, and my time freedom? And I think those are the things we're all struggling for. We're all fighting for that opportunity to enhance our lives, to have the time we want to spend with our families, to travel the world, to have that nice home, the things that maybe just endeavor in service to others. I would take a look at those things and say, if it's not the way I think it should be right now, maybe start to look outside and change my perspective of what other opportunities are there out there for me to become a little more of an entrepreneur, a business owner, and step outside the box of my comfort zone and look at some opportunities that might change my life forever.
Fantastic. Appreciate that, Mark. And again, we appreciate both of you joining us from USANA. And again, if you are interested in either the USANA supplements and health and wellness program, or the business opportunity, or if you're interested in contributing to the Children's Hunger Fund, go to their website, www.usana.com. That's www.usuna.com. Some great information for you there that will lead you to some very interesting experiences. So we've had a fantastic day today. So with that, we will sign off for today. Again, we appreciate you joining us. It's been an extraordinary ride. As always, on K-Talk Radio, you've got it dialed to 6:30 a.m. This is K-Talk Radio, the voice of Utah. Have a great rest of the day.
The voice of Utah. The sound of freedom. AM 630 KTKK, Sandy, Salt Lake City. This is K-Talk.